Good morning, Rebecca. Thanks for sitting in for Tony. I appreciate it.
Well, good morning, David. It is my pleasure indeed.
I understand that you're excited about this weekend.
I'm pretty happy today, and I'm pretty happy about this weekend because I think it's going to be sunny.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Fingers, toes, hair, everything.
You're ready for some sunny weather.
Mm-hmm. And there's some fun things to do in that sunny weather this weekend as well.
Let's start with the YMI celebration.
I think that is a great place to start. This is the weekend that we would typically be celebrating with the Goombe Festival over at the Eagle Market Street area. In lieu of that, we will be celebrating the 120th anniversary of the YMI Cultural Center with three nights of activities. Well, one afternoon and two nights. Tonight, they're having a block party out in front of the YMI onto Eagle and Market Street, and they'll have DJs and food vendors, and that starts at 6:30, and it's free.
And then tomorrow night, there's a founder celebration?
Yeah, there's a gala event upstairs in the Ray Auditorium, which is an incredibly beautiful space. The whole center was designed by Richard Sharp Smith, and it's just gorgeous. And this auditorium does not get nearly enough use these days, so it's a really great opportunity to go out and dance and have food and celebrate the history of an important Asheville institution.
And then Sunday, the celebration concludes with music.
Right. Goombe used to wind up with gospel music on Sunday, and they'll continue that tradition on Sunday afternoon from 3 to 6 with Make a Joyful Noise, which is a collection of gospel choirs who will be singing and performing.
Also, this weekend is a big weekend for people who love wine and food.
David, do you know any people who love wine and food?
If you live in Asheville, you should love wine and food.
Well, you are indeed correct that this is a great weekend for those folks with the Asheville Wine and Food Festival happening.
What's happening tonight? I know this sort of comes at us in waves, but tonight there's a special event.
Mm-hmm. Tonight's event is called Sweet, and it is a celebration of sweet things such as desserts and cakes and chocolates and champagne.
And where is that taking place?
That's at the Grove Arcade, and it's sure to be a gala.
That starts at 7:30, I think, and runs until 10, and it is a ticketed event.
It is a ticketed event, so get a ticket.
$45 to get in. What about the Grand Tasting? I have attended that in the past.
Ooh, yes. There are 140 or 180 vendors of all sorts, restaurants, dry goods providers, wine vendors. Just, you know, you can fill your plate from 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, all day long, eat and drink. That's at the U.S. Cellular Center.
Okay, so the Asheville Wine and Food Fest is running tonight and tomorrow, both ticketed events. And I know there's a benefit taking place at the Orange Peel for the Rock Academy.
There is. Yes, the Rock Academy has organized this benefit. The money that they raise will go to Give to the Music, which that's an organization that buys instruments and provides lessons for people who might not be able to afford that otherwise. And they'll have Future Man Wooten, who usually plays with Bella Fleck, and the River Rats at the Orange Peel on tomorrow night.
Before we went on the air, you told me that I shouldn't miss a band called Superchunk. Where are they playing?
They are playing at the Grey Eagle tonight, and it's kind of a big deal. They are on tour this year, but they haven't been on tour in a long time. And we're going to go ahead and up your indie rock credibility by getting you out to this show. The two of the members in the band founded Merge Records, which is a label that we all need to know about, including you, David.
Well, I've learned two things, Merge Records and Superchunk. And it reminds me of that candy bar open wide for Chunky. You don't even know what a Chunky candy bar is.
I wonder if they've heard that before.
They probably haven't. So this is an indie rock band playing at the Grey Eagle.
The Grey Eagle, yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Okay. What about some Shakespeare?
Oh, yes. Montford Park Players, they're starting Hamlet tonight.
Tonight at where? At the Hazel Robinson Amphitheater?
Mm-hmm. At 7:30 p.m. is when they start the show, but get there a little early and set up your chairs and bring your picnics and have a good old time.
Now, this is something that you, over the years, have enjoyed.
I love Montford Park Players.
In addition, another long-running opportunity, entertainment-wise, would be Shindig on the Green.
Absolutely, and that's roundabout sundown on Saturday evening. And a lot of those have been rained out this year. So Lord willing and the creek don't rise, we're going to have a sunny weekend and we'll all get out to Shindig on the green and everything else.
Moving on to Sunday, another traditional event, which is quite unusual, actually, when you think about it. And that's dancing at the Orange Peel late Sunday afternoon.
Oh, yes. That's waltz night. So if you have been wanting to learn to waltz, this is a good place to do it because there's a lot of space. So you may not crash into as many people as if you were learning in a smaller space.
So waltzing at the Orange Peel on Sunday at 5:30. Rebecca Sulock is the co-managing editor of Mountain Express. Rebecca, thanks very much.
Thanks so much, David.